Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. I'm the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "The disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink." Jesus answered them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new and piece, new and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be splitted, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new, for he says, "The old is good." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. In a simple word, Jesus through these parables to tell us we have to renew ourselves on a daily basis. St. Paul also said the same thing. Let me change the old self every day into the new self. So it is understandable. This old self means the way we act not according to the teaching of Jesus. The new self means everything just follow the teaching of Christ, teaching of the gospel. Many times we presume we do everything according to the gospel, but in our heart, at times, temptation comes. Or what St. Paul said, the old self comes in. We will hesitate to go out to love again. It's pretty difficult for us to live the spirit of Christ. But Christ's love, in a way, it's unconditional. Christ is always the first one to give a helping hand. Are we doing the same thing? Are we waiting for people to ask us before we can give a helping hand? Are we always ready to love, even though we are not being loved the same way? We are quite conditioned by our, what usually we say, the old man. We don't try much to live the new self. But it's not impossible. Ask Jesus to special grace. He's decided that each one of us live like him, being always the first one to love each one unconditionally. This is the foundation of our joy. Many times we are not happy, because we do not love in a way like Christ loves. We are being conditioned by our old self. Many times we say, I do all my best, but if he doesn't change or she doesn't change, what can I do? Or can I cannot continue to love? This is wrong. Satan is doing all these things today to keep us away from love, from being close to Jesus. It's truly very difficult. In recent times, Our Lady expressed through the messages from Medjugorje is telling us that her desire is to bring each one of us being close to Jesus. That's her mother's wish. She wished each one of us always put Jesus in the first place in our life, asking his blessing, asking his special grace that we can love today, moment by moment, with joy. Joy to love suffering. Joy to offer our difficulties. Jesus promised whatever is impossible for man is possible for God. So we are blessed. We have Jesus in us, among ourselves. So let us pray for one another that today start to love the person next to you, next to me. Just believe what is impossible for man is possible for God.